Blog Talk Radio.
Terry, how are you?
I'm great. I am great, and it's great talking to you this morning. It's a great morning.
Oh, yes, it is, because good isn't good enough.
Listen, you're right.
I realize that we want to start speaking into existence what we want to see. I dropped the good morning a while back, and it's been great morning ever since, because really, it is a great fabulous morning. So,
a great morning is going to be a great day.
Yes, and we want to welcome all of our listeners to the broadcast. To any new listener, welcome, welcome, welcome. You have tuned in to this motivational, inspirational, and very encouraging talk show. And it's on in the mornings, most mornings at 7 a.m. But you can always go back and listen to any of the archives. If you're up at 7 and you don't catch us, just go listen to one of the archives. You are bound to be inspired and motivated. And also, well, every Tuesday, there's many, many different topics in the book with the Book by Book Success Project. So we welcome you on the phone lines, in the chat room, those of you who may dial back into the archives. We know some people are already at work and can't tune in, but we appreciate all your support, all your comments, and all the ways that you participate in this broadcast. But today we have a very exciting topic. We only have less than 30 minutes, so I'm going to turn it over to Professor Terry and let him just run with it, and I will be standing by to jump in when you need me.
Oh, thank you so much, Lisa. Again, so that because the time is short, we have to really move on this. Again, this is so exciting because this is the beginning of a new series on the program here, and I call it the How To series, How to Do Something. And the first program in this particular new series is How to Pray. And this is so important because a lot of times we take things for granted. I mean, we figure that everybody knows how to pray, but I think there is a way to pray to get the most out of prayer. And what I did is, again, we want this program to be very interactive. We want people to call in. We want people to write in. We want people to send messages. And what I like to do is really get right into our friends. There are a lot of people who listen to our program and don't always call in, but they do send comments. And what I like to start with three comments from my Facebook page if people have comments on the program, but also they answer the question, how to pray. And it's so funny because the first one that responded was a gentleman, his name was Rahil Batol. And I asked him, I said, you know, Rahil, I would like to have you call into the program if that's possible. I'm not to get that early at 7, but I'd like to call. And he told me, Elisa, that it would be kind of impossible for him to call because he is writing to me from Africa. So I said, well, I can understand that. But he did leave us some words, and this is what he says about prayer. You know, this is from Rahil Batol from Africa. He says here, to have confidence in the promises of Allah, to belittle oneself before Allah, to have hope, to have faith, to have fairness, to be independent of people, to help people, to encourage others to do good deeds, to be good-mannered, to love the people, embrace death and the hereafter, to have a happy face, all those things and more are considered to be prayer. There are many ways to pray for God. And that was his take on how to pray. Another Facebook friend supported the program is Vanessa Brown. And she says that your prayer is your direct communication with God through Jesus Christ. I pray over several times a day. Faith to believe that he hears you. Accept Jesus as your personal Lord and Savior. May his grace and mercy be upon you. Put on your full armor of God. Read John 3:14 and John 8:12. Read John, period. There's a lot of deception and lies out there. Here today, upon taking comparative religion in college, I was able to examine them all at their root. Glad I took that course. It affirmed that the gospel of Jesus is the truth. You must hear the word of God. And she suggests get to a Bible-based church. And then the third person that I want to read, this is a young lady that was previously with Vanessa Brown, but this young lady, her name is Geneva Thomas, a longtime Facebook friend, and Geneva says that the Bible says that one should pray unceasingly. And at first, I thought it was difficult, but now I know that prayer is like breathing. As long as I can breathe, I can and will pray. Prayer releases me to enjoy my life and feel great. And it's so funny because as you speak to your Facebook friend, it's only fair they ask you questions as well. And after Geneva Thomas gave me her answer. She asked me, she says, well, tell me now, how do you pray? How do you feel afterwards? And so my response was, Geneva, I pray in the morning and at night. In the morning to set up my day, and in the evening to go to sleep with good thoughts, always asking for the best for my family, friends, and anyone I can influence in a positive manner. Afterwards, I had the feeling that with God, all things are possible. And so those are three of our Facebook friends. And now I want to go into the Bible because, again, there is a set of scriptures here. And Luke, verse 1 through 4, again, about prayer. It says here, Luke 11, 1 through 4, and it came to pass that as he was praying in a certain place, when he ceased, one of the disciples said unto him, Lord, teach us to pray. And John also taught his disciples. And he said unto them, when you pray, say, Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done, as in heaven, as in earth. Give us day by day our daily bread. And forgive us our sins, for we also forgive everyone that is indebted to us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. And then this is a very familiar set of scripture. And then we go over to Psalms, the 23rd Psalms. I know when my mother was teaching me how to pray when I was a boy, this is what she would ask me to recite every night. And this is the 23rd Psalm, and it reads, The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He makes me to lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside the still waters. He restores my soul. He leads me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou prepared a table before me in the presence of my enemies. Though thou anointed my head with oil, my cup running over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Again, this is the essence of prayer. And I really like what our friends had to say to us about prayer. And also, I like to quote from a book entitled Understanding the Purpose and Power of Prayer. And this is from Dr. Mal Monroe. And he says this about prayer, which I think is so important because he helps us understand exactly what prayer is, you know. And he says here that prayer is an invitation to welcome God's will upon this earth. We're inviting God to intervene in our affairs here on earth. And he says this is the way that we know that our prayers are being answered, when we see God's will come about in our lives and also here on earth. So prayer is important, and prayer is something that we don't want to take for granted. We want to take lightly. It is, I believe, our direct communication with God. And so when we talk about how to do something, well, let's do something right. And the program is entitled How to Pray. And I just, you know, want to thank our friends who support the program and those who listen and let them know that the programs that we present are not just for us, really, it's for you. So we encourage your participation, whether it's through the Facebook, notes or posts or whatever. You know, we appreciate you and we pray for you, and we pray that you have a success that is really there for you. And so with that, I just want to say that a lot of times when we read the prayer at Luke, there are a lot of times where they leave out just a portion. I just want to read this here. It says, some of the biblical manuscripts include the benediction at the end of Jesus' teaching on prayer in Matthew's gospel. And it says here from Matthew 6:13, "For yours is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen." We know that when we say amen, we are in agreement with what has been previously stated. So, again, hopefully those who listen, at least yourself, you are in agreement with what I previously stated and that you would give me your amen. Okay, and so I'm finished for this particular portion of the program. Hello out there.
Yes. Yeah. You know what? Sorry about that. I totally, you know, is loving this topic, how to. And so, you know, I'm into the how to's. And then starting out with this, I mean, was totally thoroughly enjoying, you know, the Book by Book Success Project. And so to have then a new project, wow, of how to, really, really big, because I was just looking at a message on the internet where a woman wrote a book about how she kept 150 pounds off for 15 years now.
Oh, that's great. That's great.
So,
we need to hear more of that.
Yes, she was, I forget the size, she went from like, but she lost over 150 pounds, I think 138 pounds or something like that.
Wow,
and then
great.
How she kept it off all those years. And so, you know, so the how-to is good, and I'm so glad you, you know, selected this. But, and then to start off with how to pray. Definitely very, very thought-provocative, to say the least. But a time that people are in right now, prayer, you know, there's a lot of talk about, you know, whether we should put prayer back in the schools.
Mm-hmm.
And we know that, you know, a lot of situations, I mean, just, you know, when some people wonder how can they pray all day, but when you look at the scenarios that are happening all around us, it's a wonder that anybody would not be praying all day. I mean, you know, just yesterday or the day before, you know, there was like, what, an 86 car pileup on Interstate
75
in Cincinnati, Ohio, where a 12-year-old girl was killed. She was standing outside of the car for some reason. But what happened, a massive amount of snow came down out of nowhere.
Wow.
And 11 o'clock in the day, and because it was so cold, it was really freezing up.
Wow. Well, you know, again, we obviously need the protection of our Father, and that's why a lot of times, you know, they refer to the model prayer as our Father prayer.
Mm-hmm.
And again, it's a situation I know, like when I was growing up, I was one of those children, you know, when they did have prayer in school. And I remember the teacher leading us in prayer. And basically what it was a moment of silence where you, whatever your religion was, you took that moment to pray. And I know for myself, because I was a very mischievous boy, and doing that prayer in the morning sort of got me on the right level, because I prayed, and then all through the day I remember what I prayed about, and so it really kept me on the right track. I think a lot of times, you know, we really need to start it our morning in a very positive manner, and realize that, you know, that's why for myself, I mean, my part of my prayer is meditation. A lot of times I get these ideas for the program in my prayer, in my meditation time, because again, that's the time for me to be quiet and to be still, and I don't take that for granted. So I think, again, you know, people really they know how to pray, but we need to share that. We need to share ways that we commune with a higher being and move to a higher level of thought and also living, because so many things are going on that we have no control over. And so we understand that, well, there's a reason we're not in control, because, you know, we are not in control, you know. There's someone who is higher, who is in control, so we really need to reach out to him that can really make a difference in our life. You know, men can do these things on earth, but they cannot do a fraction of what God can do, and he's been doing this since the conception of man. So, you know, like I said, I don't know about you, but I like to go with a winner, you know?
Well, yes. Winners are certainly a way to go, and it's, you know, I can't wait to hear, you know, what some of the other how-to topics will be, but again, just, you know, praying is so personal, but at the same time, you know, there's corporate prayer, you know, there's intercessory prayer, you know, praying for others.
There's
different, you know, all kinds of prayer. So, you know, there's prayer of interceding, you know, there's prayer of deliverance, there's, you know, prayer of thanksgiving. And then
it's funny you talk about Thanksgiving, because this weekend here in Rahway, I had the opportunity to attend a program that was entitled New Jersey Inaugural Weekend, a service of Thanksgiving, celebrating the dreamer and the dream. And basically, they were praying for Obama. They were praying for Obama. They prayed for his wife. They prayed for his children. They prayed, you know, and it really was so interesting, because they put together over 30 ministers from throughout New Jersey to be a part of this program. And they had the Jubilation Choir. And one of the highlights of the program for me, and I'm still excited about it, was that a friend of mine, Deborah Dixon from Elizabeth, she was she's principal of a middle school there in Elizabeth, and she put together a senior citizens line dance group, and they came out in their red tops and their black pants, and they did a line dance for Obama. And these are people in their 60s and their 70s, and they were even some in their 80s. And they danced, and she called off the way it should be done, and it was great. I mean, people were standing up and clapping. And so, again, I mean, I think that you know, a lot of times I think that the dance can be like a prayer. Anything offered up to God, I think, is a prayer. Our life, the way we live our life, can be a prayer. Mm-hmm. I mean, you know, so how to pray is a lot more than just getting on your knees and praying, although that's one of the best ways to do it. But they, like you said, there are many different types of prayers that we could offer up to Almighty God.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. So many ways to pray. People pray in their secret closets. Some people pray laying flat, you know, prostrate.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
For me, that's one of my favorite ways. It just appears so humble. It's like you're lowering yourself as low as you can go.
Yeah,
and then you're exalting, you know, God even more because you're so low. It's like you just have nothing of your own, and it's just, you're just flat out, oh, my God, that is just, but, you know, but again, so it's all these different ways. I mean, but certainly you can stand, you can, you know, sit, you can do whatever. I mean, many times before you even get out of bed, you're just laying there and you know, just talking to the Lord or listening for Him. So yes, so how to pray? But the key is do it. However you do it, do it.
That's it. Yeah, you got to do it. I mean, you know, it's so funny because they have a whole set of books called a whole book for dummies. You know,
mm-hmm.
public speaking for dummies. You know, mm-hmm. whatever for dummies. And it's so funny because I don't care how intelligent we get, how many degrees that we have. I agree with you. We have to humble ourselves before God. One of the youth ministers, you know, he was saying that he gets as low as he possibly can. I mean, he prostrates himself. He said,
mm-hmm.
and he said, sometimes my kids see me on the floor and they don't know what I'm doing. They see Daddy on the floor. Mm-hmm. And he tells them, well, I get as low as I can get to
mm-hmm.
speak to the Most High.
That's right.
And that really sort of stuck with me, you know. Again,
mm-hmm.
you know, we can humble ourselves to someone who has given us everything.
Mm-hmm.
And there's no way you can't pay back that debt. You know, there's no matter what you do, you can never give God all that He deserves. And that's humbling for me, you know, because you want to pay your debts, but you'll never be able to pay this debt.
Well, and the beautiful thing is that He paid it, so
He paid it all.
Christ, His Son, paid it all for us, so all we have to do is be appreciative. That's it. He just wants us to have faith. He says, without faith, we cannot even please Him. So people say, how can I be pleasing to the Lord? Start acting in faith, and you've already met that requirement. That's it. Just have faith. Yeah, just having faith, you know. And that is sometimes an easier said than done. So maybe that will be one of the how-tos, how to have faith and how to have...
Great topic, yes.
And how to have a very strong faith. Yeah, how to grow your faith.
Wow.
Because, of course, we all have a measure of it. But how do we grow in our faith? Because as we grow in the Lord... We, you know, need to grow in our faith that needs to grow as well. So, you know, look at Peter. His faith grew to the level that he could walk on water. So, yes, and so faith but anyway, so, well, you know what? I'm going to be running off to meet those wonderful students at Essex today.
Yeah, so am I.
Ah, look at that. Yeah. And then...
There's a special program at 11:30 in the Mary Burch Theater, if you, you know,
what's
have time.
But you know what? Now I'm also teaching at Union. So run up to Plainfield.
Oh, good for you.
Yes,
good for you.
So I'm back at Union, so I got Essex and Union
now.
Oh,
man, that is great.
Oh, I'm so excited, Terry. I'm so excited. So I'm looking, actually, to pick up one more county college. So hopefully, who knows, this semester's already started, so maybe, who knows, could be the summer or it could be next semester.
Check out Hudson Community College.
Okay, Hudson. They didn't start,
yeah.
Yeah,
that far, you know?
Yeah,
many
and I'm not... There are. So if you have any names, inbox them to me. Any names. Sometimes it helps to have a name.
Well, you know we follow in each other's footsteps, so I got to help you out.
Thank you. So I know that was so funny when Joanne Davis Wayne said to me, do you happen to know Terry? Do you know Terry? The way she said it was like she had no clue that we ever knew each other.
Oh,
and I'm like saying, Joanne, where have you been? I mean, I've been knowing Terry since 1991. That was too funny to me. So, yes,
wow.
So I got to meet Dr. Chunik.
Oh, that's great.
Because that's who I'm teaching the UCC course for.
Okay.
And and I met some other professors, no doubt, you know. Oh, and I was so amazed to see that, what is it, Gail Hine?
Yes.
I remember when she had me working for her in the student center, the ALC center. God, you know, she's retiring this year.
Yes. Oh, yes. Yeah, I was going to mention that. Yeah.
I couldn't believe that she was still, and, you know, she didn't recognize me, but I didn't recognize her until she was almost halfway through her presentation.
Wow.
And I thought, OMG, I can't wait to, you know, go and say hi to her and just to thank her for giving me that awesome opportunity to tutor while I was at Union County College as a student.
Yeah.
And,
wow,
that's probably where
I got my
first.
There's a lot of, like I said, a lot of opportunities out there, you know, for you. So, you know, I will definitely hook you up where I can.
Well, that's what I'm looking for, Terry. I mean, I'm going to enjoy being on the owl's nest.
Yeah, please. It says in the Bible, all things are possible with God only because, you know, he knows what we need, you know.
And then
he knows what we need to give to others.
Oh, my God. And wait till you meet some of the people that I met over the weekend in Virginia. Dr. Hayward Horton.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And, yes, awesome. And then also Karen Gilliam.
Wow.
From Radio 1. Wait till you meet them. I got to get them here, and I got to get all of you all speaking at something. Wait until you meet these phenomenal people. Wait till they meet you. It's going to be awesome.
Okay.
So have a wonderful day, everyone. Don't forget to tune back in each and every morning at 7. If we're not on, listen to one of the archives. Thank you, Brother Terry. God bless.
Thank you. Have a great day.
Thank you for an awesome topic, and thank each and every one of our listeners.
All right.
Great day.
Thank you. Thank you, and God bless.